in a season where we are all adjusting. I'm in my outdoor LifeWord studio today, checking in with you with this question. Did you ever imagine that so much focus would be on washing our hands? We've always been told to wash our hands. As kids, we had to wash our hands before dinner, wash your hands before touching the baby, wash your hands after going to the restroom, be sure and wash your hands after you pet the llama at the petting zoo. It's not anything new to wash our hands, but since the spread and the reality of COVID-19 or coronavirus, there's been much attention on hand washing. Good old soap and water and a scrub down of at least 20 seconds just about any time you touch anything has become the new normal. But how does hand washing help? Washing your hands with soap and water kills viruses that may be on your hands. So even if you actually had the virus on your hands, if you give them a good wash and scrub, you can rid yourself of the exposure to the virus and reduce or even prevent the chance of being infected. With all of the recent events around the world, washing our hands has become a high priority. We don't want to get sick, and we want to stay home and follow safety guidelines for not making anyone else sick. There's something about feeling like I can control it just a bit if I wash good enough, if I sanitize everything around me, if I wipe down every high traffic touch point that I come in contact with, if everyone leaves their shoes at the door, maybe I can clean enough and stay free of the risk. We do what we can. There was once a man who thought washing his hands would free him of guilt. He was the governor of Judea in 33 AD. His name was Pontius Pilate. Jesus was brought to him by the Jewish chief priests and the elders. They wanted him crucified, but Pilate could not find him guilty of any crime. He questioned him a bit and asked, "Are you king of the Jews?" To which Jesus replied, "It is as you say." The crowd didn't back down. They wanted Jesus dead, and as a result of a dream, Pilate's own wife urged him to have nothing to do with Jesus. This made Pilate so nervous. He didn't want the blood of an innocent man on his hands. He didn't want that guilt. He tried all he could to appease the crowd, but ultimately, as they cried, "Let him be crucified," louder and louder, Pilate did this. Matthew 27:24. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "His blood is on us and our children." Pilate thought he could wash his hands and be clean of any guilt. He even shouted, "I am innocent of this. See, I'm washing my hands." How often do we think the same thing? We wash our hands of so many things. We wash off last night. We wash our hands of responsibility to the broken and the hurting. We cover up and hide our stains, thinking we are clean and guilt-free. "I'm good. I'm kind. I love people." But the Bible says all have sinned. All are guilty and fall short of the glory of God. What that means is there's not enough soap and water to even begin to wash away our sin, our shame, or our guilt. It didn't work for Pilate, and it doesn't work for you and me. Only the spotless Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and his blood shed for you and me on a cross can wash us fully clean. That's the truth. I hope your hands are clean. I hope you're staying home as much as possible. And I hope you're not touching your face. But way more than that, I hope you know the truth, that only by the blood of Jesus, our spotless Lamb, can any of us be washed white as snow. I'm Lori Klein.